Diseases of the central nervous system, primary brain tumor. The 47-year-old male patient was treated for epilepsy 6 months ago at the Department of Neurology. CAT scan followed by MRI verified left parieto-occipital mass lesion. CAT-guided stereotaxic biopsy was performed in local anesthesia 2 weeks later. Histology verified high-grade anaplastic astrocytoma. The patient denied chemotherapy and was admitted to the hospital 2 months prior to his current admission for epileptic seizures and left hemiparesis with moderate dysphagia. Global aphasia and left hemiparesis was noted upon his current admission. CAT scan showed tumor progression. The patient accepted recommended chemotherapy at this time, which was administered without major side effects, and eventually he was discharged in good general condition with moderate dysphagia. The patient was readmitted with symptoms of weakness, dizziness, vertigo, and disturbed walking a couple months later. The scruff was free, no signs of meningeal irritation were detected. The pupils were wide, equal, round, central with adequate reaction on light stimulation. No diplopia or altered eye motion nor nystagmus was detected. The left corner of the mouth was situated deeper in comparison to the right side. Muscular tropism was symmetric around the body, however, muscular tone was significantly decreased on the left side. The deep tendon reflexes were weak on the left side. Autonomous functions were intact. The patient was alert and answered questions in few words. Cranial CAT scan showed major progression of the disease, therefore no further chemotherapeutic treatment was considered related to the patient's poor general condition. Carbamazepine treatment was initiated for epilepsy, steroid and manant therapy for dehydration at the Department of Neurology. Oral glycerin was also administered in order to decrease intracranial pressure, but in spite of therapeutic measures the patient's condition declined. Respiratory insufficiency developed related to aspiration pneumonia. Lab tests verified urinary infection as well. Combined antibiotic treatment was initiated for pneumonia and urinary infection. Later on, bed sores developed despite of all conservative measures including preventive repositioning and local physiotherapy. The patient had high fever with chills and septicemia developed. The patient's general condition further declined and became drowsy later, sopor developed, and a week later the patient passed away in symptoms of circulatory and respiratory failure.